It's Monday, October 24th, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great way to open up this here episode of the show. It began, as so many episodes do, with Freedom Fry from Los Angeles, California. They gotta be the hardest working band in showbiz. They make so much music. And Hot Tub Time Machine, that was the new single. Not the newest, though. I noticed when I was preparing for the episode, they got a newer single. I'm already behind the times, because by the time I get around to putting on the last new single, there's already a new single. That's how productive Freedom Fry is. It's almost exhausting to be a fan. which is how I like it. Speaking of things I'm a fan of, how about this next band, also from Los Angeles? I guess originally from Denver. They're called Downtime, and boy howdy do I like Downtime. I've played them on the show many a time, including stuff from this new release, which just came out recently, called Spirit. It has got to be their best record. It is such a good record. I am super excited about it. I love every song. It's amazingly great. And we're going to hear two tracks. First, we're going to hear Real Love. Then we're going to hear Just Because. Both are awesome, as is most of the rest of this record. So if you like these two tracks, do yourself a favor. Pick up the whole thing. As I like to say, you will not be disappointed. Downtime right now with the songs Real Love and Just Because from their new album Spirit. Where else but on The Sounds of My Head?
More. answers.
Not much.
Thank you.
let's catch up. After downtime back there, we heard a bunch of music from Down Under, specifically from New Zealand. That's right, we heard Jonathan Bree and Princess Chelsea solo and together. First together, we heard Jonathan Bree and Princess Chelsea doing the song Destiny. It's a new single just released this past week, and a great song, as always. They're longtime collaborators, and this is sort of like their 20-year anniversary collaborating together, or something like that. So, super great. Then, we hear Jonathan Bree by himself doing the song You Are the Man, a new single of his. Then, after Jonathan Bree, we heard two more songs by Princess Chelsea by herself from her new record. It's called Everything Is Gonna Be Alright. The songs we heard, Love Is More and Forever Is a Charm, two excellent songs off of an awesome record. I think every song on it is 4 or 5 stars. It's like, you can't go wrong with Princess Chelsea. She is too good. It should almost be illegal how good Princess Chelsea is. So yeah, you should definitely check that out. If you like Princess Chelsea, if you like all the music I just played, which had a lot of Princess Chelsea going on, you should definitely pick up this new record, Everything Is Gonna Be Fine. I played the title track from it sometime earlier when she dropped that single. The whole album is out now, though. It's really good. Speaking of music from Down Under, we'll keep up the trend with this next band from Melbourne, Australia. They're called Cool Sounds. I have played them on the show many a time, but they've got a new record. It's called Like That. And from it, we're going to hear the songs Part-Time Punk and the title track, Like That. It's maybe not my favorite Cool Sounds record, I would say, but it still has some pretty good songs on it, like Part-Time Punk and Like That. So you'll probably like these two songs, and maybe you'll like the whole thing even more than I did. I feel like they're a band that pulls from a lot of different influences and stuff, and on this record, I think they're pulling from genres that are just not really my favorites or something. But still, it's pretty cool sounds. So without further ado, Cool Sounds, Part-Time Punk, and Like That right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Bye. Innovative music always comes from the margins of society. Look at how often musical innovations come from port cities and border cities, where the outsider comes into the community. Now, we saw that in the United States, jazz came out of New Orleans, which was the largest port of its day. And it was the most diverse city in the world. Mm-hmm. When jazz originated in New Orleans, it was the most diverse city of the world. So every possible influence is mixing in there. And if you look at every musical innovation, it's always a port city. The British invasion in rock didn't come from London. It came from Liverpool, the most vibrant port in Britain. The opera came out of Venice at a time when it was the most vibrant port in Europe. The same thing is true of madrigal. The troubadour revolution came because it was in the south of France on the border of Spain, where the Islamic influence came up through Spain, and the troubadours borrowed that for their love songs. You go back to ancient times, the lyric song in the Western world was invented more or less by a woman named Sappho, who lived on an island called Lesbos. A few years ago, when you had the Syrian refugee crisis, thousands of boats were ending up on the shore of Lesbos because it is even today the pathway into Europe. So is it a coincidence that the lyric song in the Western world came out of an island that was an intersection between continents and cultures? No, not at all. So the outsider is always the source of musical innovation. But the other key thing is the outsider eventually becomes legitimized. And we've seen that in our own time. I remember when Bob Dylan was a dangerous protest singer. Now he's a Nobel laureate. I'm old enough to remember when Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger were considered somebody that had to be censored. Mm-hmm. BBC would not play some Rolling Stone songs on the radio. Well, now he's Sir Mick Jagger, Sir Paul McCartney. It takes about 30 to 50 years, but every radical musical innovation eventually enters the mainstream, and then you need to start the cycle all over again.
That has clearly already happened with jazz. You know, jazz in the 40s and 50s, especially bebop, was considered lowbrow gutter music not to expose your daughters to. And now it's totally institutionalized. You can study it at Juilliard, as I did. You can go see a highbrow show at Lincoln Center next to the opera. And it's actually now considered an elitist thing, right? Like you can be seen as too elite and as an elitist for liking jazz as opposed to other, you know, salt of the earth type music. Do you think that that is going to happen with hip hop? I mean, you could make an argument that it already partly has, like, you know, Kendrick Lamar has won a Pulitzer Prize, but I still think by and large, hip hop, you're not going to be seen as an elitist for listening to hip hop. But do you think it's on the same arc as jazz in 20 or 30 or 50 years? You'll be able to study hip hop at Juilliard and it will be seen as a kind of sanitized elite genre of music?
The legitimization is already taking place. And, you know, even albums that were censored a few years ago are now in the government official archive of great musical masterpieces. We'll be right back.
right, let's catch up one last time. That was two songs in a row by a band from right here in Sweden. They're called Goat. And Goat is from Norrbotten County. That's the far north of Sweden, up where the Sami people are. And, you know, maybe that's where their influence comes from a little bit. I think that they're just a bunch of, like, kind of hippy-dippy people. But I'm not really totally sure. I haven't looked into them that much. But I'm pretty sure I've played them on the show before. But then I was trying to figure out if I had, and I couldn't actually find any examples of when I played them on the show, which surprises me, because I definitely have a lot of their music, and I'm just sure I must have played some of it on the show before. But anyway, I've done so now. It's official. We heard the songs Goat Milk and Blow the Horns, both from their new record called Oh Death. And a lot of it gets a little too heavy metal for me, so I don't super dig it. But those two songs have a lot of that hippy-dippy kind of sound going on, where it's like, you know, their music is real cray, and I think it's pretty cool. So hopefully you like those two songs with all the instrumentation that they bring into it to keep it interesting. Speaking of things that get a little bit too heavy metal for my taste, how about we wrap up the show with Sun Era? It's a band from Gainesburg, Maryland, and I played him on the show before. He's got a new record. It's called Brother, and like I said, a lot of it gets a little bit too heavy metal for my taste. However, this song doesn't. We're going to have the song Chow, and Chow, it's got this, you know, kind of early aughts vibe, kind of like I recorded this in my bedroom, indie sound, kind of like pinback-y kind of guitars. I don't know. It's pretty cool. I think it's not a bad song. So we're going to wrap up the show with Sun Era and Chow right now on The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Ghost Choir and Ghost Plus Guest, both from Ghost Songs, an EP just in time for Halloween by Louis Zong. I also talked over Blessings by Goat. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. You can also find links to where you can follow me on social media or to a playlist for season 19 of The Sounds of My Head on Spotify. That's where I put all the songs I play into a Spotify playlist. You can just listen to them right there without having to listen to me talk. Pretty good deal. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.